This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. Thank you for joining me every week on these Intelligent Medicine podcasts. Thank you for your feedback and thank you for sending me your questions. You can email your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. Again, you can email questions, topics of interest, anything like that, to radioprogram@AOL.com. Allow at least a couple of weeks for an answer to your question, because we've got lots of good information and the questions do pile up, which is wonderful. So thank you and keep sending them. Alternatively, Dr. Hoffman and I answer your questions on our weekly Q&A with Layla, which normally goes up as posted at drhoffman.com on Wednesdays. My podcast here, Layla Weighs In, is normally posted on Fridays. If you don't already get our newsletter, you can subscribe to it. It is free. And you can unsubscribe at any time. It comes out weekly, typically in the middle towards the end of every week. And you can go to drhoffman.com to subscribe for the newsletter. Also, if you've signed up for the newsletter and you haven't gotten it, check your junk mail. You may have to update some settings or check your junk mail. Sometimes a lot of stuff that shouldn't go there goes there, as you probably already know. So I want to talk to you about some interesting, these are clinical updates in the most recent science. This actually comes to us by Spectracell Labs. And the first one is an amino acid, it's L-cysteine, that may help quell allergic responses. Why is this important? A lot of people suffer from allergy, and this important amino acid, L-cysteine, may be helpful. In this experiment, cysteine was introduced to human mast cells. Mast cells are a type of blood cell that is most known for its role in anaphylaxis and acute allergic responses due to the high amount of histamine contained in them. Okay, you know, antihistamines tackle that amount of histamine if you're taking Benadryl, Allegra, Zyrtec, any of those, Claritin. These attack histamine, which are produced in mast cells. So cysteine was introduced to human mast cells, which is known for its role in anaphylaxis, acute allergic responses due to histamine. When cysteine was introduced to human mast cells, it changed the cellular signals from pro-inflammatory to anti-inflammatory, thus downregulating or slowing down the allergic response. Specifically, the introduction of cysteine to human mast cells caused a decrease in the production of a protein called TSLP, which stands for thymic stromal lymphopoietin. Thymic stromal lymphopoietin, TSLP. This protein, which cysteine reduced, is sometimes considered to be the initiating factor in the allergic response, as it's linked to eczema, it's linked to asthma, it's linked to arthritis, and even seasonal rhinitis, aka hay fever, suggesting cysteine may benefit people who suffer from allergies. Where do you get the cysteine? What's the nutrient that's really good for mucus and phlegm and lung health? NAC, N-A-C, that's N-acetylcysteine. Very, very, very helpful. So that's a good source of cysteine right there. Another supplement I really like for allergic response is quercetin, and specifically the supplement DHIS, which also contains bromelain, quercetin, nettle, right? But quercetin is very, very helpful. If you add to that the powerhouse of N-acetylcysteine, you've got some really good anti-inflammatory antihistamine arsenal right there in your supplements. And you're not going to get the side effects like you do from, say, Benadryl. Sleepiness, anyone? I know any time I've taken a Benadryl in the past, I would go right to sleep. Maybe that's why some people use that as a sleep aid. Not the best idea. Taking something more natural, which is going to work with your body, not against your body's systems and processes, like good supplementation, quercetin, DHIST, N-acetylcysteine, these are all very, very helpful in down-regulating a very high allergic response. Next, oh, this is interesting because this topic that I'm going to talk to you about next, a blood cell clone increases risk for heart disease. And this really caught my eye because this is something Dr. Jeffrey Bland, PhD, who's the grandfather of integrative and functional medicine. He now heads the Personal Lifestyle Institute, a frequent speaker at the Integrative Healthcare Symposium, as well as other medical conferences throughout the country and throughout the world. Renowned speaker, and people line up around the block to hear Dr. Jeffrey Bland. And this next study I'm going to talk to you about is a topic that he was quite compelled by. Blood cell clone increases risk for heart disease. A unique type of blood cell is gaining attention as the results of a large case control study at Harvard Medical School were recently published. The study enrolled over 4,700 people with heart disease and compared their blood to over 3,500 healthy controls. They found that a certain type of mutated blood cells are strongly linked to cardiovascular disease and atherosclerosis. Wow. The cells are called CHIP, C-H-I-P, CHIP. This is the acronym for clonal hematopoiesis of indeterminate potential. Again, the acronym is CHIP. If you go to PubMed now and put in CHIP, I'm sure this will come up. The acronym is CHIP, C-H-I-P, and it stands for clonal hematopoiesis of indeterminate potential. And they're gaining attention since their presence nearly doubles the risk of coronary heart disease. Wow. What makes these cells unique is they are actual clones, as the name suggests, of a very young but damaged blood cell. As in any tissue, when blood cells replicate, sometimes DNA mutations occur. When a mutation occurs in a stem cell, as is the case of CHIP, the millions of clones that arise from that blood stem cell will also contain that mutation. Mutations in blood cells are very common in several blood cancers, but this research is suggesting the mutated blood cells increase cardiovascular risk as well. In fact, people that had many of these mutated clones, these CHIP cells, in their blood had a risk of heart attack that was 4 times greater than people with fewer CHIP cells. The CHIP cells contain specific mutations that are associated with inflammation. And as you know, inflammation is the prerequisite to all of our chronic diseases, including cardiovascular disease and cancer. These mutated cells release pro-inflammatory cytokines that promote the formation of plaque in blood vessels that cause atherosclerosis. Although everyone develops these mutations over time, lifestyle choices can profoundly affect the rate at which these mutations occur. For example, smokers are likely to develop the mutations faster than non-smokers. Another great reason to quit smoking, everybody. Okay. Currently, there are no treatments for CHIP other than the conventional treatments to lower cardiovascular disease risk in general. Diet, lifestyle factors, anti-inflammatory supplements, fish oil. And although the results were confirmed in animal studies, testing for the presence of CHIP cells in blood is cost prohibitive for most. Yet some suggest new avenues of research into the inflammation heart disease link may emerge from this study. So we will be waiting with bated breath to see what else will be revealed in the scientific community about CHIP. CHIP is clonal hematopoiesis of indeterminate potential. Jeffrey Bland is definitely on top of his game. Wow. Another study for you here. This nutrient combo protects kidneys from cancer treatment. Cisplatin is a chemotherapy drug used in the treatment of several types of cancer. It's a drug that interferes with cell replication, thus potentially halting the growth of rapidly dividing cells, such as those that occur in tumors. However, its use has serious side effects, most notably damage to the kidneys, which can be permanent. In this animal study, 5 groups of rats were studied. Group 1, the control group, had no cisplatin, no nutrients. They just hung out. That's what a control group does. You need a control group in any good study so that you have a comparison to, quote, normal, no treatment, no variable, any of that. Group 2 of the group of rats, group number 2, had cisplatin only. Group 3 had cisplatin plus vitamin C. Group 4 had cisplatin plus carnitine, L-carnitine. Group 5 had cisplatin plus vitamin C plus carnitine. After a month, a series of tests to measure kidney function was performed. All animals given cisplatin showed signs of kidney damage compared to the control group. Okay. However, the groups that received either vitamin C, carnitine, or both showed significantly less kidney damage. Wow. They also measured antioxidants, glutathione and superoxide dismutase, for example, in kidney tissue, which were decreased in rats who were given the chemotherapy drug. However, once again, the animals treated with vitamin C or carnitine or both showed less negative effect on their antioxidant status in kidney tissue than those who were not given these nutrients, suggesting the antioxidant effect of these nutrients protected from drug-induced chemotherapy tissue damage. This is why nutrients during chemotherapy are very important. So, this was in the Journal of the American College of Medicine back in February of this year, 2018. Combined administration of L-carnitine and ascorbic acid ameliorates cisplatin-induced nephrotoxicity in rats. Okay. Going on to the next clinical update. A study sheds light on how vitamin K helps glycemic control. Evidence from past studies has suggested a connection between vitamin K and glucose metabolism, and a recent study helped shed light on the physiological reasons behind the link. Unlike in a human study, this animal study could precisely control the total amount of vitamin K ingested without confounding factors like food intake. 30 rats were divided into 5 groups: a control group, a diabetic group, and 3 groups that were given different doses of vitamin K. After 8 weeks of precisely controlled vitamin K supplementation, there was a dose-dependent benefit of vitamin K on glycemic control, both short-term, which was measured by a fasting blood sugar level, and long-term, which was measured by hemoglobin A1C. You know hemoglobin A1C, that's a marker of your average blood sugar over the course of about 3 to 4 months. The researchers also found a dose-dependent increase of the hormone osteocalcin in the animals taking vitamin K. Osteocalcin is a vitamin K-dependent protein secreted by bone cells, which are called osteoclasts. Osteocalcin has 2 relatively lesser known but equally important roles. It causes the beta cells of the pancreas to secrete insulin, and it tells fat cells to increase the hormone adiponectin, which tells cells to burn fuel for energy, which increases metabolism. Not surprisingly, this study confirmed that adiponectin was increased with vitamin K, but only at the highest dose of vitamin K. They also found that the group of rats receiving the highest dose of vitamin K had high levels of a hormone called thermogenin, which is also called UCP1, or uncoupling protein 1. Thermogenin is found in the mitochondria of some fat cells and enables fat cells to burn off excess metabolic energy, creating body heat in the process, hence the name, thermo. The study demonstrated that vitamin K can improve glycemic control due to it increasing the gene that makes osteocalcin, which then turns on other hormones, adiponectin and thermogenin, to affect glucose metabolism and insulin sensitivity. And this is in the journal Nutrition from March 2018. Vitamin K2 alleviates type 2 diabetes in rats by induction of osteocalcin gene expression. And finally, here's the last clinical update. Again, this is brought to you by SpectraCell. Landmark trial shows vitamin D helps autistic children. Studies have shown that many autistic children are deficient in vitamin D, but a recent trial goes one step further. It demonstrates that vitamin D supplementation may improve some symptoms of autism. Although small, this double-blind, randomized control trial, which is considered the gold standard in medical research, showed promising results. 109 autistic children between the ages of 3 and 10 were evaluated, most of which were boys. These were made up of 85 boys and 24 girls. They were randomly assigned to receive either placebo or vitamin D supplementation for 4 months. The dosage of vitamin D was different for some of the youngest children as it was calibrated with the children's weight. But in general, for a child that weighed at least 38 pounds, the dosage was at most 5,000 IU daily, a relatively high dosage when compared to some previous studies. That's 5,000 international units. 4 standardized tests were used to assess symptoms such as maturity, aberrant behavior, and social responsiveness. The symptoms of the children receiving vitamin D supplementation improved significantly, but those taking placebo showed no change. In addition, the high dose of vitamin D was well tolerated in the children. The authors state that this is, quote, the first double-blinding, randomized control trial proving the efficacy of vitamin D in autistic patients. This was in the Journal of Child Psychology and Psychology, January 2018, called Randomized Control Trial of Vitamin D Supplementation in Children with Autism Spectrum Disorder. Well, that's very promising because this is the gold standard. You know, a double-blind randomized control trial? That's the business, according to other scientists, the peers who are reviewing the rigor, the validity, and the reliability of scientific research. So I want to thank you once again for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.